Thanks for listening to the Treach Podcast. My name is Alyssa Robinson, and today my guest is Amanda Eaton. Amanda has been a member of Treach since 2011 and has a beautiful baby girl who is about to turn one. Becoming a new mom during COVID is a whole lot of new at once, but she continues to seek a relationship with God through it all. Amanda will now lead us in scripture and prayer.
Psalm 4, 6 through 8. Many people say, "We can't find goodness anywhere. The light of your face has left us, Lord. But you have filled my heart with more joy than when their wheat and wine are everywhere. I will lie down and fall asleep in peace because you alone, Lord, let me live in safety. O Lord, when we feel empty and forgotten, you fill us up with your love. Help me not to seek happiness in the things that can't satisfy me, but to trust in your Son, Jesus, the one true source of life and joy and peace. Amen."
Amen. So, Amanda, it is my understanding that you have a sweet little 9-month-old, and as a result of that, you are joining me from your closet right now to be able to find a quiet, calm space.
This is correct.
So when I asked you if you were choosing to fast for Lent this year, you said, yes, but you're not sure what you're doing because your life is so outside of routine right now with a 9-month-old. You don't know when you're going to be sleeping, when you're going to be awake, what your schedule is day to day. And how has that impacted the way that you've started thinking about Lent and spending time with God?
So when I was first asked to do this, I kept kind of avoiding the email because I kept thinking, there's no way, like, I don't even know when I would record this and when how any of that would even work, even just scheduling the 30 minutes to do this recording. And because I work as well, so I'm working at home. I normally have help from my mom during the day, but you know, it's still everything's a juggle because you don't know when Lydia's going to wake up. You don't know when she's going to fall asleep, if she's going to stay asleep. And so, as far as fasting goes, it was really hard for me to kind of get that around my head because in my mind I thought, okay, if I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning and spent some time, you know, with God at that time, you know, then it would be like quiet and it would start my day. Well, I don't know. She could wake up then. So then it wouldn't really happen. Or I could wait till it was time, you know, for her to go to bed. And I don't know when that will be either. So it just really kind of, it's like I need it probably more than I've ever needed it before. But I also don't know how to necessarily schedule it so that it's like a peaceful, quiet time either. So I still am always hopeful. I sign up for, you know, I'll sign up for plans on the Bible app and hope for the best.
So what kind of fasting have you done in the past, before, you know, this year, which will be completely different for you?
Yeah. In the past I have fasted from, you know, some, a particular thing. So I think I've done sweets where I didn't have sweets or I didn't have wine. And, you know, that one worked out well when we were doing it where it was like, you know, you fast and then we were collecting money for the well that was going to be built. And so it was like kind of like a monetary thing, like you skip this and that goes towards this. And then I know I've done devotionals that, you know, kind of coincide with Lent where you just spend that, you know, quiet time. Kind of in reflection, not necessarily fasting, but almost like adding something beneficial. And I think that's all I can think of at the moment.
Well, and I'm wondering with this year, you know, I like to think that we worship a gracious, understanding God who wouldn't be upset at the thought that you won't be doing a traditional fast this year and that you're trying the best you can. And but I'm wondering if finding time to take care of yourself could be your fast this year of finding moments to love yourself and prioritize yourself when you can. Do you think that that could be a way to get closer to God?
Yes, I definitely think so. And I guess the tricky part, you know, during a weekday in particular, you know, I'm in theory supposed to be working somewhat from 8 to 5, you know, and obviously that's flexible because everybody knows what's going on everywhere right now. But, you know, it's hard because it's like if Lydia is taking a nap or she is, you know, with my mom, then I'm supposed to be working pretty much. And then, you know, so it's just everything's kind of all jumbled in together. But definitely there are times where, you know, I do have a little bit of time where it is quiet and I probably should fast from, you know, just mindlessly scrolling through Facebook, which I did take it off of my phone, so that it makes it a little trickier to get in there and, you know, to try to keep from wasting time and be a little more intentional with that extra time that I have.
I'm sure that there are plenty of parents of young kids and maybe of babies who are feeling completely strung out right now. And the idea of fasting for Lent just feels like one more thing they're being asked to do on top of everything that they're trying to juggle on a daily basis. What advice or encouragement do you have for parents who maybe are being a little too hard on themselves right now?
I would definitely say that, you know, because I had Lydia right at the very beginning of the pandemic. So it's, you know, we've done all of these months, you know, with the different stages of having a baby at the house too. So I think it literally becomes that whole, you know, the idea of the daily bread. Like you literally have to know we're going to get through this day. Whatever happens today is what happens. You know, if we don't get something done, we'll get it done then, you know, hopefully the next day or maybe the following day. So there is a lot of really just kind of taking it day by day and seeing what that day brings. And in reality, I think, you know, that's kind of what that prayer hit in my mind right now is trying to remind you that you can't plan everything out. You can't, you know, get everything just right. You're just going to have to literally do whatever you can do in the next moment and know that God's there during all of the moments, no matter how crazy they are.
I hope that this time of Lent leading up to Easter, you can find some moments of rest and moments of connection with God, and that you take it easy on yourself, and there will be days that you just can't get it done and the fast just doesn't happen. But I really hope that you find some rest during this time and it helps prepare your heart and soul for Easter.
Psalm 4, 6 through 8. Many people say, "We can't find goodness anywhere. The light of your face has left us, Lord. But you have filled my heart with more joy than when their wheat and wine are everywhere. I will lie down and fall asleep in peace because you alone, Lord, let me live in safety. O Lord, when we feel empty and forgotten, you fill us up with your love. Help me not to seek happiness in the things that can't satisfy me, but to trust in your Son, Jesus, the one true source of life and joy and peace. Amen."